The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the chamber and the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk.
From the book of Job we hear, "Let the days speak and many years teach wisdom, but it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that makes him understand." Gracious God, we gather today to begin the process called forth by a governor during this special session. We are called to consider special needs as our work begins. Bless and guide our decisions, our discussions, and our actions, that it will be the most wise and helpful, so our work may yet be completed and advanced and make what our people need in fairness and equity. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire for the Secretary if there is a communication from the Governor?
Madam Secretary, are there communications from the Governor? Yes, there are. Senator from Boone, would you like those to be printed in the journal?
Yes, Mr. President, it has been distributed and would ask that the reading be waived and it be printed in the journal.
Hearing no objection, that will be printed in the journal. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searipoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in extraordinary session. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted access, permission to take video in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. That will be noted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire from the Senator from the 2nd.
Does the Senator from the 2nd yield to the inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I know this is generally a very quick day, and my intention is not to take a lot of time, so I'll get right to the point. Hopefully your summer is going very well.
Going very well.
I want to bring up something that is actually going to happen in the state this week that relates to our higher education system. Senator, and this is, you and I spoke beforehand, so you're familiar with what we're going to talk about for just a few minutes. This has to do with our community colleges, and in particular, Community College in St. Charles County, which is actually the first in the state for something. The first
right.
in the state for something, and I'm very excited about that. And as many of the members will remember, a couple years ago, we passed legislation that was signed by the governor that allowed community colleges to pursue offering a bachelor's degree program if they met certain requirements and went through a very specific process that identified everything from the needs of certain degrees to making sure they had the proper infrastructure. And so I'm pleased to report that St. Charles Community College will be the first to offer an application for a bachelor's degree program to the Coordinating Board of Higher Education this week. And they're actually up for approval for that board and that application this week. And that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. And of course, the field is occupational therapy assisting. Mm-hmm. And I think this really meets the profile of what our governor talks about when he talks about high need, high demand fields that pay well, and where we could use some more higher education resources. Right now, there's not a single program in the whole state that offers a bachelor degree in higher education or in occupational therapy assisting.
So folks would have to leave the state to get this degree.
They would have to leave the state, or they would have to get an associate's degree in that field, plus then separately go to a four-year institution to get a bachelor's degree, which would be result in duplication as well as being extra time and expense. So, you know, again, part of the part of the governor's economic development agenda, of course, has been workforce development. The fast track bill, which was passed by this legislature, was very much along that theme. And I think this this bill from was it last year or the year before? It's embodied in chapter 163. It was last year, 2018.
Yes.
Very much is in that spirit.
And it's hard to underestimate the importance of these particular jobs, because just right now in St. Charles County alone, there are more than 300 open positions for occupational therapist assistants who would be looking to fill those positions. Having this type of training available in our community is critically important. And the career field is expected to grow with our aging population by more than 50%. Over the next 10 years. So there's dramatic need for this. And St. Charles Community College, Senator, to their credit, has spent tens of thousands of dollars going through the application process. They had to do a need study that actually found this number of openings that were currently available in the area. And now, 2 years after the legislation was passed, they're finally ready as the first community college in the state to put their application in front of the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. Now, I met with Dr. Cavalier, who is the president, the chancellor of St. Charles Community College, and had a long conversation with her. She indicated to me that she's, you know, anxiously looking forward to the coordinating board approving that application on Wednesday of this week. In fact,
right,
we're going to have an opportunity, if for those that are wondering, another reason why I think this bears discussion right now, Governor Parson has actually nominated someone to that very board.
Yes.
That very board, he's nominated someone to that board, and that individual by the name of Robin Winokur was actually down in our office, and she had a real nice conversation with you and I. So there's an opportunity where we can make a difference on this issue sooner rather than later. And
right.
Senator, this is important to us. I just thought you'd like to talk about it.
Senator, I think this is a really important decision on the part of the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. I think it should be a really easy decision, and I hope the Coordinating Board will approve the St. Charles Community College program.
Fantastic, Senator. I think we about covered everything. Senator, thank you for the inquiry, and it's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Moment of personal privilege.
The Senate will come to order for a moment of personal privilege by the Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on July 12th, 2019, our family lost its champion and my mother, Judith Giannini, to pancreatic cancer. I wanted to take just a brief moment and thank everybody in this room, all of the staff in the building for their cards, kind words, prayers. Some of the words hit you in ways that you don't know that it gives you support, like the senator from the 8th wrote in a card that, you always know that you have a friend when your mom's with you. And I think about that no matter what odds are against you, when you got your mom, you've got somebody in your corner. And I lost that this summer. And, you know, what it did was it made me start thinking about what we're doing here on planet Earth, this rock that's hurling through the universe, this spaceship Earth. And where do we go when we pass, and the fact that death is going to come to us all at some point. And that perspective really had me reflect in a way that put some things in order for me, you know, in politics and how wrapped up we get in social media and how upset that, little things can make us, when really our time is short. And when we go through life not recognizing that time is short, you can sometimes take it for granted until you find out that it's your time to go. And so I just wanted to take a minute to honor my mother, all the sacrifices that she made. You know, she found out that she was pregnant with me when she was 16 years old, which is a pretty hard thing to find out at that age. She had actually saved up $800 in 1976 to go on a European trip with her classmates. And when she found out she was pregnant with me, and she made the decision that she was going to have the baby, she had to take that $800 and use it for the cost of the hospital to actually have the birth. And so last summer, I was able to take her to Europe and repay her for making that decision. And I didn't want to get upset, because that's not how she would want this. You know, she was all about celebrating. She was 60 years old. And I want to point out that cancer sucks so bad. And there are so many families that have gone through it and that have yet to go through it. And once you go through it, you'll never be the same. Rather, it's pancreatic cancer, which tends to be a really nasty one, or any of the variety of cancers that we're afflicted with. And I really feel like, as leaders and as people who have decided to sign up for this job to provide civic stewardship of our society, we really need to focus on figuring out what we're going to do about that. We have a federal budget that has $750 billion a year in defense weapons to kill other people, but we're not actually addressing the thing that's killing us. And I'm hopeful that in the future, we will all lend our voices to that cause, that we can get the resources necessary to tackle this terrible, terrible disease. And so I wanted to thank you all for being a part of my extended family. I wanted to thank my mom for everything that she always did. I want to thank the Kansas City Zoo. They hosted the celebration of life for her, which changed it from a funeral to a celebration. All the kids that were there got to see the penguins, and, you know, that would have made my mom happy. And so finally, I just want to ask for a moment of silence in her honor, and just thank all of you for being on this journey with me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be resolutions. Senator from Boone, do you have a resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution I'm sending forward, and I ask that it be read.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read Senator from Boone's resolution?
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate of the 100th General Assembly, first regular session, that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first extraordinary session of the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly and is ready for consideration of its business.
Senator from Boone.
Hey, Mr. President, as you can hear for the benefit of the body, this is just the resolution that convenes us for the special session. And with that, if there are no questions, I move that it be adopted.
The Senator has moved that Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone has renewed his motion that Senate Resolution 1 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution I'm sending it forward, and I ask that it also be read.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the resolution?
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 100th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, that the rules adopted by the 100th General Assembly, first regular session, as amended, insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the first extraordinary session of the Senate of the 100th General Assembly, first regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, this resolution allows us to adopt the rules from our regular session for this special session. Questions? If not, I renew my motion.
The senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone has renewed his motion that Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution Number 2. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the governor, and if so, will you please have them printed in the journal?
Madam Secretary, are there messages from the governor? There are, and they will be printed in the journal. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body is introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have a bill.
Senator, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to sales tax allowances.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, just briefly, Mr. President, this bill corrects something that has been going on for a very long period of time as far as allowing people to get credit for multiple vehicles traded in. But a recent Supreme Court decision said the law was actually written in the singular and so disallowed that. And so this will affect people in every senator's district if we didn't attack this problem now, because you only have 180 days to allow for that credit. So that's why we're here for the special session. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They will be so referred, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. President. For your benefit and for the benefit of the body, we are waiting for a message from the House before we make our adjournment motion. So I'm going to make a motion momentarily for us to stand at ease. There is no further business that will be needed from a voting perspective or any other perspective. But I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. So we'll stand at ease. We'll still be in session formally, but there will be no other business until we get the House message.
Thank you, Senator. I'm not exactly sure what your inquiry was of me in that, but
you did a great job.
I appreciate the information.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Senator from Boone, would you like to make that motion?
Yeah, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand at ease.
The Senate will stand at ease. Senator from Boone.
President, I move the Senate back into session.
The Senate is back in session.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body now will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.